This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jones and Keefe on a Friday here on WEEI. A reminder, you can stream WEEI anytime on the Audacy app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can also stream on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. A lot of ways to listen into Jones and Keefe and WEEI afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. We'll get you the clip du jour and grab bag on top of that as well. One update here from Major League Baseball, Keith.
Let's hear it.
Before we got to our week in review. It sounds like Julio Rodriguez will not participate in the All-Star game.
Julio Rod out?
Julio Rod out.
Julio Rod?
Yeah. The Mariners.
Okay.
The way it's written, I guess I'm not sure if that means he's being replaced in the All-Star game. It says
You'd have to be.
Julio Rodriguez won't participate in the All-Star game to prepare for the second half of the year.
Okay.
So will he get a replacement, and will that replacement be Seydon Rafaela?
Yes and yes.
Nice.
That's how I would answer it. Nothing official yet, but he seems to be the obvious choice, trending in the right direction. We were just going over the WAR numbers before. He has the best WAR amongst American League center fielders. So right there, you would think that would be a good guy to add to the mix. They're doing it with enough time to make that change. It's Friday. All these teams have three more games prior to the break. So to announce that now, I wouldn't be shocked at all if even during the broadcast tonight or before the game, they announced that he's been replaced, and he's been replaced by Rafaela.
What was your stat again? He's what in baseball
12th.
And WAR? 12th in baseball and WAR, which is not the end-all be-all by any means, but that's a good shorthand metric to say he should be an injury replacement in the outfield in the American League.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because you look at it and it's better than or it's similar to like Jaron Duran last year, where you saw Jaron Duran up there with guys like Judge, Otani, Bobby Witt, Gunnar Henderson from a year ago, Juan Soto, and like those are the type of names that Rafaela's chasing. I mean, it's all guys that are like the MVP conversation, and then you have someone like him who came up with another huge hit last night, plus he's playing great defense all the time. So, yeah, I think that's kind of likely, to be honest. I don't know who else they would replace him with. Assuming they go outfield, I assume they would.
I think
right?
You'd go one for one.
Yeah.
Or should you replace him with Narvaez?
I wouldn't be mad at that.
Who's the more deserving Red Sox snub?
Well,
on your list.
It was Narvaez. I feel like as of late though, Rafaela may have passed him in the high speed lane.
Okay.
You know, a month ago, 2 weeks ago even, you might have said Narvaez. But now I'll tip my cap to Seydon Rafaela.
Okay. You can jump in on that. We'll get to the Patriots coming up as well. One more that I was reading here. Fangraphs does their own odds to make the playoffs, right? Like that metric, right? Like, what are your playoff odds? So they have a breakdown of the Red Sox, now currently winners of
seven
in a row is
that's
what they've
right.
won.
Yep.
They're five games over 500. That's the most they've been all year long. Second in the American League in runs scored, making up ground every day in run differential, which is predictive. And, you know, these playoff odds models are predictive, is all they are. The Red Sox currently have a 2% chance to clinch a bye. What does that mean? They're one of the they're one of the,
win the division?
Two best division winners.
I think that's the number one overall.
Is that all who gets
conference.
It? Just the one?
I thought it was just the
not
one.
The top two. Just the one?
Yep.
Okay.
It must just be the one, right? Because
win division, they have a 5% chance, according to Fangraphs, to chase down the Blue Jays.
All right.
To clinch a wild card spot.
Again, seven!
No. 37%. And then the real number, I don't know why I bogged you down with all the other
it's
ones.
A lot of numbers.
To make the playoffs, 41% chance to make the playoffs. Does that feel too, that feel too high or too low? Oh, it's way up from where
it's
they were.
It's way up from where it was.
Does that feel too high or too low?
It seems a little low to me.
I think so, too.
I thought it would be past 50 or right around, at least like 50-50, so right? Because you look at all the teams around them.
That's bad news. If we believe that Breslow, and as much as I am on Team Breslow, I do believe Breslow weighs numbers like that. They have their own proprietary model.
But
I bet Fangraphs is in the ballpark.
Yeah, however, I also think...
If it's less than 50-50 to make the postseason, do you think they're going to make big ads at the trade deadline?
So he was asked something about this, almost specifically about this.
Mego asked him this yesterday. Yeah, I heard this, yeah.
Yeah, but I liked his answer because he was like, yeah, you can use those, but it's not everything. And then he's also talking about, like, you know, where you get those numbers from. And I bet two of the things that you get those numbers from would be obviously what you've done so far. So through 95 games, where you're at, where, you know, what position you've put yourself in. And I think part of his equation would be, well, we haven't had Alex Bregman for half of those games.
Fair.
And we're getting him back. I also think that part of the projections for a lot of these stats would be strength of schedule. And that doesn't really seem to impact the Red Sox that much. If anything, you know, they play some of the better teams tougher than they play some of the bad teams. So for a normal team, you would say, oh, they got a really easy schedule. That hasn't always worked out in favor of the Red Sox.
Nope.
Then the third thing I would say is I think Breslow, after trading away Devers and all the heat that he got and all the heat that the team got, I don't think they're going to trade Devers away and then 3 weeks later sell. I don't think so. I think they're even more motivated to make the playoffs and stick it to him.
I'm just telling you, I know Breslow did give a good answer, but I also wonder how much he really believed that answer and how much he just said, well, I can't say I'm a slave to these predictive models because people will rip me for it because they already think I'm an AI robot.
Yeah, but he's also, even just listening to him, and yeah, he kind of is an AI robot, but just listening to his answers this year versus last year, even when they were similar games out of first or out of the wild card, I feel like he likes this team more and thinks they're capable of winning more now.
Yeah.
Like he's like, I like this team.
You've said
whereas
that.
Before it was like, hey, let's see what happens. And like, you know, it was very much, I don't believe in the team.
I thought we were about to, so I've heard you say that before.
Oh, I think he is being coded with a little bit more human DNA.
I thought you were I thought you were about to jump over to Team Breslow over there. I thought you were about to be.
Listen, I give him credit for his offseason. I'll be on Team Breslow if he has a nice deadline. Yeah.
I think that's a fair thing to wait out for.
Yep.
I may have positioned myself on Team Breslow too early.
Regardless.
I might have jumped Paxton back,
and you're like, see, good one. Yeah, good one.
I might have jumped over too early, admittedly.
Yeah.
But no, if he has a big deadline, I think there's going to be a lot of people on Team Breslow.
Okay.
And, you know, some of us had to be there first. That's all.
Yep, that is true.
it's my motto.
Mm-hmm. We're being told morons. Two teams get by.
Yeah, top two in each conference.
That's what I asked.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
I said the top two.
I said the top two division winners each get a bye. That was what I was asking.
Why is he calling us morons?
Well, I think he was talking to you two.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll wear that. That's my personal interpretation.
I'm wrong.
I get it.
I can't believe people like this still exist.
Oh, they're out there.
Guys, we would have been in first place all year if Alex Bregman was put at second base and Devers at third. Dumbest decision the Red Sox have made since I've been a fan.
All right, were you a fan when they traded Mookie Betts for a bag of balls? I would argue that was worse.
Look.
If you're a new fan of this year, I also don't think that's that dumb.
If you're on the Devers side, maybe you'll be proved to be right, but I'd stay quiet right now. If I was on the Devers side of this debate, I'd keep it to myself until I have something to start yelling about.
It's tough. Also, their defense would have been still the worst third baseman in the field. Well, how would they have been first place this whole time?
This still gets thrown in my face from time to time over here on Team Breslow, where it's like, oh, well, didn't Breslow's models tell him to rush Christian Campbell to the big leagues and put him at second and blah, blah, blah? It's like, yeah, it also told him to take Devers off third and put Bregman out there. So I think they kind of nailed that one.
But also, if you're playing it that way, they were struggling and below 500 when Devers was hitting well, when Bregman was healthy playing all-star third base, and Christian Campbell was rookie of the month in April.
Good point.
And yet that still didn't lead to a first place finish. So or start.
So anyway. I'm surprised there are, I guess I got to give you credit for being vocal on Team Devers these days, because that's a lonely place.
Loud and proud.
That's a lonely.
I didn't say what the person's name was.
Unnamed. No. Him or her. Could be a gal.
Sure could.
You never know, Keith. Could be a man.
Sure could.
I don't want to paint with a broad brush.
Fan of Devers.
Dalton is in Dedham. Hello, Dalton.
How we doing?
Good.
So a quick proposal on Red Sox. I know if they can't go out and get this big arm, they're not going to trade away one of their names like Duran, like everyone's been saying. The kid down in AAA, off the top of my head, I can't think of. They need to get a bullpen arm, and a lot of people he's been under the radar, but I really think the Red Sox should make a push for Mason Miller. Mason Miller, exploding arm. I don't know what the Athletics would want for him. I don't think they would want that big of a package, knowing that they can't re-sign the kid regardless.
Okay, so his phone's a little clunky, but I've heard the name Mason Miller from Hart a lot.
Yeah, Hart just call?
Yeah.
Hart loves
it. But I haven't heard that name for a while. The A's are among the worst teams in baseball right now. You know, Colorado, the White
he's
Sox.
He's not then. As good as he was
is
last year.
Is he not?
Year.
I was going to say, I haven't really followed
him. So he still throws gas. Last year, he had a 2.49 ERA. With that horrible A's team, he was an all-star, fourth in the rookie of the year, 104 strikeouts in 65 innings. This year he has a 4.28 ERA, does have 54 Ks in 33 and two-thirds.
Nice.
I would take him, too.
He also has 4 years of team control left, and so, the A's never trade anybody until that last year.
So that's right. A point by $10 shake in the Twitch chat. He's got a ton of team control. The A's, if they even would move him, would want a haul.
Yeah.
So what is that?
Although they just call them the Athletics this year, they don't even have like on Baseball Reference. There's no like city attached
correct.
To it.
No, if you go, it's actually really hard to search. You know, I like to make a home run bet from time to time.
Of course, Keith. Who doesn't? Yeah, looking for Brent Rooker.
Well, sick brag, bro.
It's hard to find like career stats for those guys because of the way they're like coding it on ESPN and Baseball Reference and
these
things.
Very pathetic.
It's hard to find like how Brent Rooker's done in his career against pitchers or the Law Dog. Lawrence Butler,
the Law Dog.
How they've done in their career against pitchers, because the way it's broken down, getting that full franchise history is kind of not there right now.
Oh, so Mason Miller is a little bit different because he's a closer, but I just want to bring this back real quick. Yesterday, people text about Paul Skeens all the time.
Yeah.
And this is the example I should have brought up at the time. The way the White Sox handled Chris Sale was probably the best and probably what Pittsburgh, a small market team, will probably look at, meaning you have this guy, you don't pay him much, and he's dominant for a long time. You hope you're good, and if you're not, whatever. You have this guy who's a stud. And then you wait until there's like 1 or 2 years left. You get a haul. Like, they thought they were getting a haul. Moncada and Kopech ended up not being good, but it was two top prospects in all of baseball.
No, but the issue with the White Sox was the return, but in terms of the timing of it,
and
they nailed it.
They also got 80% of Sale's good years. He had 1.5, maybe 2 good years with the Red Sox. He had a good year with the Braves, a bunch of lost years in between. They got only good years in Chicago. That's probably the model Pittsburgh will have. 4 more years, maybe, of Skeens. You have 6 years of Skeens, and then you're like, all right, if we're not good by then, we got to trade him.
Paul Skeens' idea isn't happening. Did Jake in Boston email you? I got a big lengthy email from Jake in Boston after the show yesterday defending
his new grab bag,
defending his Paul Skeens take. But they're not moving him.
They're not.
And if they do, and I'm wrong about it, well, then throw that in my face. Yeah. But I don't need big lengthy emails about it.
I gotcha.
617-779-7937. Where can people send those grab bags, by the
Keith
way?
Keith@weei.com.
Got some good ones for today?
Yeah. I also got a Curtis Laskanik stat.
Well, I got
do you want this?
I got a Pete Crow stat for you.
No, I know.
I know that's
well,
a grab
stat
bag.
And trivia.
You have a Curtis Laskanik stat?
Yeah, Tyler emailed in. He says, I just learned this and I figured no one else would care, but I thought it's one for the stats and info department.
Okay.
Curtis Laskanik's cousin?
Oh.
Is the lead singer for Katrina and the Waves, who did Walking on Sunshine.
I'm Walking on Sunshine?
Yeah, I guess.
That's his what? His cousin?
Yeah, it's Curtis Laskanik's cousin.
Put it in there. Good stat.
Yeah, he said that could be good. You guys might be interested.
Great song.
In that.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
You guys might be interested in that. Damn right we are.
That was
right there, that voice?
Curtis Laskanik,
cousin of Curtis Laskanik.
First cousin?
The mechanic, Curtis Laskanik.
Second cousin.
Oh, it just says cousin here.
Okay. By marriage.
Doesn't say.
Is it like a removed.
Is it like a bear situation where you're kind of confused how they're all related?
I mean, that's closer than blood, those two.
Yeah, so that's a good point. They are closer than blood on that show.
I like it.
okay, so send stuff like that.
Yeah, whatever you want. I mean, I check these emails.
Keith at WEEI. As for the Patriots, a couple of things here, updating their lack of high-end talent. They got a C-plus on Seth Walder's offseason grades.
It's too low.
The logic was they, like, spent inefficiently, which I'm not going to knock Robert Kraft for spending this offseason. They went out and spent. You can say or debate how much they really upgraded their talent, because as Jeremy Fowler goes through all these various positions here, he got the tight ends today. The Patriots still don't have a player who's regarded as top 10 at their position by the league. These are scouts, executives, coaches who vote on this. They had no one at running back, no one at D tackle, no one as an edge rusher. Kyle Duggar got a couple of votes, or at least a vote, and they have their first honorable mention today, Hunter Henry, at tight end.
Haven't done corner yet, so they will have a corner. But
Gonzo will be top 10. I'm curious to see how high he is. Right now, he's the only top 100 player the Patriots have on another list, as voted on by players within the league. So, I think it's fair to question how much talent they added this offseason. You've said it this way, Keith. They upgraded at every position, which I agree with.
Uh-huh.
I think they upgraded every positional group this year. But by how much? And how much of a difference is getting back to neutral, like middle of the pack, in terms of being bottom of the barrel like they've been the last few years in talent? I think that's a fair question. They closed the gap on some teams, but certainly not the top of the league. Fortunately for them, they don't play a lot of top of the league
teams.
Yeah,
but I think what you're hoping for is you take like an average team, spend a lot of money on it, you push them forward to being like a really good team. But unfortunately, you were a really bad team, so you had to spend a lot of money to get to an average team. But then you hope with a bad schedule, a year two quarterback jump, and a better head coach that maybe that takes it even a little bit further than that. But I think like that reaction and saying the Patriots had like a C-plus offseason, that's also the difference between like a national writer taking an outside look at a team versus us here looking at it year to year, where we're ripping them for three straight years for not spending. Then they do. You'd be an idiot, or you'd at the very least be hypocritical to be like, I don't like this spending.
Right.
It's like, well, they needed to do something,
right,
and they did, and they added a bunch of starters. It might not have been all, you know, all pros across the board, but I would also argue how many of them were even in free agency. Certainly how many of those guys changed teams in free agency.
So I love that they spent. I think it's fair to say, you know, how much better they are, but I've not knocked Kraft one time for did they overspend on Milton Williams?
Probably.
Yeah, for sure.
But
they probably
had
did.
To.
You had to.
Yeah.
Exactly. They probably overspent on Diggs. I don't care. They needed to get those guys here. 617-779-7937. You mentioned his name. His ears burn.
Like the Candyman.
Jake in Boston, can you give me the too long didn't read version of your email? Because I admittedly skimmed it.
Yeah, it was simple. The Pirates need to trade Skeens quickly, because the moment he has Tommy John, which is inevitable, and Kurt Schilling has said this numerous times, his value goes down by half.
Then.
So they have to trade right now on the asset.
Hasn't Crochet had Tommy John? They got a haul for him.
Yep. They all got Tommy John.
Yeah. They didn't get as much as the Pirates would get for Skeens if they deal him tomorrow.
I mean, that's fair, but I don't know if that's a reason to race into it. Okay, there's your logic. It says here you have another Red Sox trade for us?
Well, no. I have another point here, which is the only good basketball we're going to see at the Garden for the next 12 months happens on Tuesday night when Caitlin Clark comes here. And the thing I've become utterly fascinated with that I'm curious if you've seen is the WNBA menstrual cycle betting accounts, like Save Me Bets. And they're using science. They're using it to beat bookies.
Keith, have you seen this?
Lo and behold, the Fever's best players are all on the right side of their cycles. On Tuesday, they are going to beat the Sun by 30.
All right, you heard it here first.
What the hell are you talking about?
Wait, that's not, you don't think that's good intel?
I mean, I guess. I mean, fade or follow, I suppose, is what you would say to that.
This information was already, this is why
it's been out there.
This is why you're on top of it, Keith, so you were already on top of this information.
We are dealing with amateurs.
I'm not going down that road. Not going down that road.
Are you going to try to go to the
I was thinking about
Tuesday?
It. Yeah, I was thinking about it. Nice. Clark, I know our receptionist will be there. Front row, biggest Caitlin Clark.
A whole lot of honkies.
Brian,
sorry, no, she's a must-watch player.
Brian, the receptionist, probably has a few signs ready to go. I would imagine.
I would hope.
Yeah.
Son having a bad year.
Do you think they let him in?
Yeah, of course. Although she has had stalker problems, right?
Yeah, but where
Clark
do you think,
stalkers?
Yeah, well, yeah, but
huh?
There's got to be bigger Caitlin Clark stalkers than him. There's probably
The one guy that was in court.
Yeah, he's probably lower on the
list.
They
brought him in.
Yeah.
No, but that would be a good take. I don't see why not. That'd be fun.
I know Wiggy was trying to like score tickets to go to that.
Wiggy's got to be able to get tickets to go to that.
I mean, we were at we saw Lionel Messi.
We saw Messi twice.
Twice, Keith. Yeah, we haven't been turned away either time for that. We should be able to get to Caitlin Clark.
Haven't seen Caitlin Clark in person yet.
A hotter ticket?
Clark? Got a Messi.
That's probably a hotter ticket. There's more. I mean, there's just on the.
No,
the,
still Messi, I would think.
No, but just the actual. There's a limited amount at the Garden compared to. Yeah. I mean, there were seats available in Foxborough. We saw it.
First time, though.
First time there were none. That's true. Yeah. That's true.
They're up there, both up there. I would say, like, modern athlete, like people that are watching specifically because of them, they're right up there.
Okay. Well, all kinds of stuff on Jones and Keith today. Yeah. Red Sox takes, Patriots takes, WNBA betting advice.
Yes, sure.
Always here with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. That's how you jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. Ya got Ball. Ya got Fitzy. Ya got Ted. No heart today. We also have the clip du jour on the way, and it's time for Grab Bag.
I want a girl with a short skirt and a long
Grab Bag.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Red Sox are back in action tonight. They, of course, have the 7-game winning streak, taking on the Tampa Bay Rays tonight. It'll be Hunter Dobbins. Of course, his father hates the Yankees with a passion because of that true story about the Yankees.
Now, would never play there.
He wouldn't do it. They wronged him.
Yeah.
They wronged him. But well, he'll no, be on the right.
Hunter would never play
Hunter
there.
Wouldn't.
Because his father was wrong. Because
his dad got done dirty by the Yankees, which for sure happened. Drew Rasmussen on the mound, right-hander for the Tampa Bay Rays. 7-10 first pitch, 6-10 pregame right here on WEEI. Minus 115 on the money line. Mm. So the Red Sox slight favorites tonight.
They've been good
Dobbins
at home.
Over Rasmussen.
Good home team, Keith.
29-20 at home.
How about that?
Pretty good. 50-45 overall, and currently alone as the third wild card team in the American League.
And you got Dobber on the mound.
I mean, what's not to love with Dobber on there? I agree.
I understand the reason why you're sentimental, cause so am I. It's delightful. It's delicious. It's
grab bag. Try that on for size.
It's a new one.
Try that on for size. Yeah. You had mentioned this earlier, but Julio Rod, as most of the fans know him across baseball, will not participate in the All-Star game. Should be replaced by Seydon Rafaela. Seydon Rafaela has more home runs than Julio Rodriguez, has a higher WAR than Julio Rodriguez. He's had a better season than Julio Rodriguez. So he probably should have made it ahead of him. But as a replacement, seems kind of like a no-brainer, doesn't it?
Yeah. I don't know if we should commit to this early in the year, Keith, but should we commit to Seydon 2020 watch?
You want to do that?
I mean, I'm not saying it's a daily bit yet, but I think we may want to start keeping an eye out. He's got 12-12.
Okay. I think 2020 is in the mix.
Me too.
Well, actually, you know what? That segues nicely, Jones.
Oh.
There goes my grab bag. Watch it as it grabs.
Now, I didn't look this up. You actually came up with a statistic / trivia question in regards to Pete Crow Armstrong.
I saw one floating around yesterday.
It's new to us.
So Pete Crow Armstrong of the Cubbies, sort of a high-end Seydon Rafaela.
Top WAR in baseball amongst center fielders and in the National League.
He has 25 home runs and 25 steals at the All-Star break. He's the third player to do that in big league history.
Okay.
You have any
guesses? He was also traded by the Mets for, would we say, 40 games of Javi Baez?
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
All-star Javi Baez.
Yeah.
Not.
Or maybe it wasn't Javi Baez.
Well,
I think it was.
Well, Javi Baez now an all-star where? In Detroit?
Yeah. Yeah, not with them anymore.
25-25 by the break, Keith. There's also there's a loophole in this. Another player did it in fewer games than Pete Crow Armstrong, but it was after the all-star.
I mean, it has to be.
So I'll accept any of these names.
All right, so three? Technically four.
Yeah.
It's got to be Ronald Acuna.
No.
Wait, Ronald Acuna?
Not on my list.
Did Jose Reyes do it?
No. Jose Reyes?
Then 07, he had an insane season.
25 homers at the break, Reyes?
He was up there with Duran for
Ohtani.
Those kind of stats.
Ohtani didn't even do it.
No.
And he was 50-50, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Man, Jose Canseco.
How far back do we have to go?
1973 is one of the players.
Willie Mays?
No.
Oh, boy. This is taking a turn.
You want the answer?
Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Sloppy Thurston.
Barry Bonds?
No, close though. Not Barry Bonds.
Bobby Bonds.
Bobby Bonds.
Hell yeah.
25-25 in 91 games, 1973.
Woo! That's moved. Sammy Sosa?
No.
Yeah.
The other years are 89.
Eric Davis?
Eric Davis.
Yeah.
Keith, 25-25 in 69 games.
Nice.
Nice. One other player did it after the All-Star break, but in fewer games than Pete Crow Armstrong. That was Alfonso Soriano in 02. 91 games, but it was after the break.
Missing a guy? Soriano,
Davis,
Bobby Bonds,
Soriano, and then Pete Crow.
Pete Crow's the fourth one. Okay,
yeah, Pete Crow,
good.
The Crow.
All right.
Grab bag.
Rob Bradford wants to pass along this note. Pete Crow Armstrong's mother is the actress who played the mother in Little Big League.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
Baseball very much runs.
Thanks, Bradfo. Shout out, Bradfo.
Grab bag. When he's kissing
you. Cooper Flagg, the number one pick in the NBA draft, made his summer league debut last night, going head-to-head with Bronny James and the LA Lakers. Mavericks got a win. Cooper Flagg finished the night. 10 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, a block. He was 5 of 21
Not efficient.
Sir.
I wouldn't say he missed a dunk. I wouldn't say he is efficient last night.
5 of 21
Well.
He was 0 for 5 from distance, but his team did win the game.
Yeah.
Bronny James, meanwhile, 8 points on 2 of 8 shooting, 1 of 6 from 3.
So somehow, even on maybe Cooper Flagg's worst game in summer league, Bronny still couldn't outproduce him.
Yeah, tough go.
Okay.
Tough go, but you know, you gotta start somewhere.
He wasn't really even more efficient. Well, I guess he technically was, barely.
Yeah.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
All right, let's go to Jones with the Wimbledon Minute. I know you were all excited about the men's semis today.
I love a men's semi.
Yeah.
Well, earlier today, we saw Carlos Alcaraz advance to the Wimbledon final. He took down Taylor Fritz, not in straight sets, as some of us bet.
Oh, no.
Took him a fourth set.
Jones tells me he remains on edge.
I was on edge during that match. I am currently on edge. I also bet Djokovic today, plus money. Against Jannik Sinner. He's down 2 sets to love the third set. He is up 3-2, but he just lost a break, so he's probably about to gag out. And it'll be Sinner and Alcaraz, rather, in the final.
If you were a tennis star, Jones, would you go no hat, hat, or fake hair? If those are the three choices.
Can I go backwards hat?
Can they? I think they can.
Yeah, I think you can. Yeah,
Nick
can be like
Kyrgios probably. Yeah,
you gotta be like a cool guy. Backwards hat. I think I go with that. Otherwise, the brim or visor is getting in the way.
That's what I'm thinking.
I don't want to mess with my field of vision. Yeah, Sinner's going forwards hat.
Good peripheral.
Yeah,
well, I'm noticing here one gentleman hat, one gentleman no hat.
Yeah, well, Djokovic is the greatest of all time. Never wore a hat.
No,
I've never seen the man wear a hat.
Andre Agassi wore hat and fake hair. Andy Hart would go visor, obviously.
Do you think it was just the fake hair off the back of the hat? It was
that's
one of those.
Classic
one.
That's
a good one.
So he just takes it off during the set. You're like, I think I forget.
Wait a minute, bro.
Don't worry.
Grab bag.
Yeah, Djokovic has just stopped moving in this match. He just doesn't move anymore.
It's like a statue out there.
That's not great.
It's not going great. No. Now, it is a happy birthday to Mudang. Mudang's birthday today.
The adorable little
hippopotamus.
Shout out, Moo.
They had like a whole bunch of vegetables for him.
He
was celebrating.
Yeah, those were chopped up nice.
It was just a tray of cauliflower and radishes.
What is it when you cut a carrot, but it's got like the kind of like curve to it? You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
Like you dice up, it's got like the nice like cut to it.
A bunch of Peyronie's disease?
What was it? Yeah, Peyronie disease carrots is what they gave him. Yeah.
That's like kind of a hook.
Yeah, he was loving it.
You get that straight
out.
It
was real nice. Yeah.
You get that straight out. You're all right. Herb Jones has signed a 3-year, $68 million extension with the New Orleans Pelicans.
Man, first Moo, now Herb.
Yeah,
shout out, Herb.
Not bad.
Good job. Every day a new surprise. In the bag like starry skies. Baseball Randall's here to play. Bring mediocrity for the day. A man feels good to be a grab bag. Mystery bags in a sports tray. Keith and Jones, they lead the way. In a world where bags are grab. Hit it. Some have asked, does that song go too hard?
Yeah.
Does it maybe go too hard?
I mean, if you're
watching. Rob Deere mentions?
If you're watching on Twitch. No, we're going pretty hard, though. Yeah.
Jalen Williams.
Yeah.
Max rookie deal with OKC. So they've locked up Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren this offseason. Of course, they're already paying SGA the Supermax. So a lot going on there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keefe grab back. Do, 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 do. Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keefe grab back. Do, 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 do. Blah, blah. 93.7. Jones and Keefe grab back. Jones and Keefe grab back.
All right. One of the daily questions we have started to ask is, Are the Red Sox 500? Feels like it's not even a fair question anymore.
Yeah, definitely.
Should the question change to, are they a playoff team or are they in first place the way that they're going?
Are the Red Sox currently in the playoffs?
Yes.
Yeah,
Should we do that?
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you this. Are the Red Sox currently in the playoffs?
Yes.
If you smell what the grab bag is cooking.
All right, do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
All right, you're going to get one.
Tough cookies.
Didn't play last night, so still sitting on 225 average for Devers.
No game.
Whilst playing with the Giants.
And the Red Sox won again.
Red Sox won again.
Huh.
They won again. All right, we already crowned our Hoss of the Week. I know a lot of people tune in on Friday. They're like, who was the Hoss of the Week? It was the gentleman that body bagged a guy on the golf course.
Yep.
He got challenged to a fight, told the guy he was going to throw him in a pond, then threw the guy in the pond, also buried him with about five shots whilst yelling bang each time he hit him in the face. Was there any other nominee? I feel like he kind of ran away with it. Who else do we have?
Well, we nominated Natalie from Rochester News for next week.
Yeah, we did. Next week?
An early nominee.
All right, we'll take a look at that.
I don't know if there really was any competition.
No, I think he kind of ran away with
it.
But again, next week could be anybody. But congratulations to him. Terp already posted the graphic at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and on Instagram to check those out.
Real men of grab bag. Real men of grab bag.
Let's take a look at the top Major League Baseball performer from last night. Again, not a full slate of games, but still some pretty great performers. Pete Crow Armstrong.
Well,
we're going to have to keep an eye on this guy.
Already heard about him.
The Daily Pete Crows. 3-for-4, 2 home runs, 3 RBI, 3 runs scored. Was it Tyler Soderstrom?
Strom.
Mm-hmm. 3-for-5, home run, 4 RBI.
I think it was a walk-off.
Could have been a walk-off. Zach Neto, 3-for-5, home run, 2 runs scored.
Dominates the Red Sox, that guy.
Was it Nick Lodolo, 6 scoreless, 4 punch outs?
No.
Or was it Colin, don't call me Caroline, Ray, 7 innings, 1 earned, 5 Ks?
You know what? Just for the Caroline Ray reference.
I loved Caroline
Ray.
Yeah,
let's go with that.
I mean, Caroline Ray, look out. Oop, that's not ready. That's not ready. Now we're ready.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
Before we have that, we have late breaking news here. We have an all-star replacement, Jones.
Yeah, Casey Mize?
Casey Mize.
Of, I believe, the Detroit Tigers.
You are correct.
Replacing Garrett Crochet.
Yeah.
Why isn't he pitching the all-star?
He's going to pitch Saturday.
He's pitching Saturday.
Yeah, but in the game Tuesday?
Rest. Cora kind of told the afternoon show, he's like,
I mean, look,
we're moving him off Friday to Saturday, and he's like, we'll see about the all-star
it's
game.
Probably it's probably smart to not
pitch him. He also said he's pitching the last game of the Cubs series, so they're giving him like an extended break.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably smart to not pitch him, but like, you know, an inning when it basically aligns with your off day doesn't seem like a big deal. But okay, Crochet replaced on the roster. You won't see him in Atlanta
next
Tuesday.
So you won't see Bregman or Crochet.
You might see Rafaela.
You might see Rafaela, and Chapman could close it out.
You're definitely seeing him somewhere.
Probably no. All right, random ball player. The Red Sox taking on the Rays. We have a former Ray who also played for the A's, Cubs, and Brewers.
A's, Cubs, Brewers, and Rays, of course.
And Rays, of course.
Yes. Rays, Devil.
Great question. Great question, Bill. Devil.
Thank you.
Devil.
Devil.
Satan.
The devil. Satan.
The devil. Okay. anything else? You're just giving us that.
That's it. You get three teams. Figured out.
Yeah. That's kind of all you got.
Okay.
Outfielder.
Yeah, good.
Outfield.
Good.
Hit from the left side, but he'd throw it in from the right.
Okay.
So he wore his glove on his left.
Is it Ben Grieve
again? Ben Grieve again?
Yeah.
He got it!
How many times has it been Ben Grieve?
6.
No way!
I mean,
I didn't do Ben Grieve.
He really might.
I did not do Ben Grieve.
Keith,
he might be Ben Grieve.
We both just said, is it Ben Grieve again?
What do you mean? I mean, I don't think we've ever used Ben Grieve.
He might be our first three-timer.
I think we've used every
Ray. Raul Bonilla is just three times.
What's tough, too, is that not only have there been a handful of repeats, we throw a lot of names out.
Yes, there's a lot of guesses.
But Ben Grieve has certainly been one, I guarantee it.
Oh my God.
Were you about to give your Rookie of the Year clue?
Or are you checking the grill?
Or where he finished in Rookie of the Year?
He was Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, no, we know.
He did win Rookie of the Year.
All-star appearances?
All right, I'm going to give you another one. I'm going to give you a tougher one.
Is it Spike Owen, Delman Young, or Eric Sogard? These are all guesses right now.
All right, I'm changing it on the fly. Oh, new one. This guy played for the Rays, Twins, and Royals.
Rays, Twins, second baseman. Royals. Second baseman.
Broke in 01, was done in 05. Burned real bright.
Kaz Matsui.
Had a Brian Dozier?
Brian Dozier. Oh!
Nope, not Brian Dozier. Hit him.
That was a good one.
Career.
That was a good guess, though.
8 career home runs.
01 to 05?
Yep. Played baseball with my cousin.
Oh! This is where this came from. Is it? No. Oh.
He had a 10 steal season, was the highlight.
The guy I'm thinking of, I don't think was an out, or was, I thought he was an outfield. It's not Sam Fold.
No, I played against Sam Fold.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
No.
I've heard you mention Sam Fold
sick
before.
Greg,
Sam Fold was a Ray, right?
He was a good Ray. Okay, yeah, good Ray.
Wow.
This guy played,
he played
117 games in 02. That's the most games played in the season.
All right.
40 RBI that year.
I think we're all going to say
244.
I think we're all going to say we don't know.
I bet you guys know him. When you hear the name, you're going to be like, wow, this
Joey Tomatoes says it's Brian Roberts.
It's not Brian Roberts. Brian Roberts is a borderline Hall of Famer.
A real nice player.
I'm a small hall guy, but.
It wasn't the steroids. It was the red contacts.
It was. He'd get you.
Ray Ordonez? It's not Ray Ordonez.
It's not Ray Ordonez.
I don't know. Does anybody have it? I don't have it. I don't know. Who is it?
Have we not had this one before?
Apparently not.
I guess not. Brent Abernathy.
Oh, I do remember.
You know Brent Abernathy.
Yeah,
oh, text line just got it too.
Yeah, good job.
Brent Abernathy. He's from Atlanta. Yeah, played with my cousin.
You see the top text above the correct answer?
Yeah. Well, he had a Google sheet, but I got to update it every single day.
Yeah. That's the idea. That's how that works. Yeah.
Just Ben Grieve would have been good.
He was.
Well, he was the first time.
Where's
the guy that did it originally? Because he went back to every single one.
I think Keith stumped us the first time with Ben Grieve. I think the second and third time we got Ben Grieve, I think.
Three times.
Well, it's at least
first
two.
First three-timer club?
It's at least... No, Raul Ibanez.
Raul Ibanez is a random baseball player.
It was actually, I think, for three different teams.
It's all right.
I'm being told a couple of things, by the way, today.
Yeah.
It is Julianne Carrots. Is when you get like the crinkle cut there, a Julianne carrot.
Oh, that's what you were.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
Not a crooked.
Mu Bay was eating those.
Not a crooked Mudang. Carrot.
Yeah.
Mu Dang. We're also being informed Mu Dang's birthday actually was yesterday.
Damn it!
And it's a she.
Come on.
Too old for Brady.
What a
what a disaster.
We don't see gender on this show, okay? Like
no,
first
don't.
Of all, how dare
no,
you?
We don't.
But it's Mu Dang is apparently a female pygmy.
Mu
hippo.
Dang yesterday.
And apparently it was yesterday. Yesterday. Well, it actually aligns.
Mu Dang's 1 year old.
I guess.
Yeah, July 10th. I'm looking it up now.
1 year, one day.
Yeah, that's a bad one, right?
Shout out, Mu. Apologies. We've issued an apology here.
How did we
Happy
not?
Happy belated birthday.
A correction, yeah. Yeah.
We are dealing with amateurs.
How did we not have Mu Dang? All right. Tough end of the week. I thought it was a great week overall.
At least a two-timer.
It was good.
Random ball player.
We are spiraling.
And we missed out on Mu.
Right. Okay. You know what? I think... Picking a player based off of the team that the Red Sox are playing, it's both a blessing and a curse.
Yeah, we've heard the excuses before.
It's backfired.
Yeah, we got it. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. You got Ball. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. They come your way at 2 o'clock. We got the clip du jour next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones, are you ready for the clip du jour?
Oh, that sounds fantastic, Keefe. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And we had an emergency madness. It's an all-time story. It involves a creature. And it also involves a city that we discussed quite a bit this week. That would be Rochester, New York. Beautiful Western New York.
No, it's
Rochester.
It's Western.
Home of the Rochester minor league team, as well as the Toy Hall of Fame, which I visited recently. Turns out they also might have a
sick yeah. brag, well, bro.
We're not the Red Wings anymore, huh?
And you can check out some of those photos. I forget if it's at Dork Podcast or Rich Keefe WEI on Instagram. I run two accounts, Jones. It's complicated. But this gentleman saw a mountain lion.
Yeah.
And the news caught up with him. And this is now going to be an all-timer. We're going to have this quote for years and years, maybe even put it on a t-shirt.
I don't play with lions. I don't play with tigers, bears, nothing with the wild. I don't play with those. I promise you, I don't even do roller coasters. I'm good.
All-timer.
Whoa!
All-timer. The segue from lions, tigers, bears to roller coasters is amazing. But you're right.
Look, I don't.
These
think
are just some classic fears that a lot of people have.
I don't think it was too much of a leap. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I am fearful of all of those things.
Yeah,
I hate
yeah.
heights. I don't like roller coasters.
Right.
Not trying to do that.
Now, not to really put you in a corner.
Okay.
But if the only way to escape a lion was to get on a roller coaster, would you do
I
it?
Would get on yeah. a roller coaster, yeah. Right. I think I'm more afraid of a big cat
sure.
attacking me than a roller coaster.
Or a bear, even.
Yeah, yeah. I've been yeah. on roller coasters yeah. in my life. I've never been, brag.
Fair enough.
I've never been attacked.
Oh!
That was Courtney doing a virtual roller coaster.
Is that what that's from?
Yeah, that was like the...
I heard that live. I couldn't remember what that was
from. The Oculus or whatever. They brought one in studio one time. So she was doing the VR roller coaster.
And we're going up again, and there's... Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's what that is.
Sweet.
So there you go.
Okay.
Very good.
So that is the clip du jour each and every day here on Jones and Keefe. The fellas are over at Fenway, which means no crossover today, but it's brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Lobster Lovers Weekend. It's back.
Woo.
Visit the Nines this Friday, today through Sunday, and order their famous Colossal or Hot Buttered Lobster Roll, and you'll get a free three-course meal upgrade. It's this weekend only, so hurry over to the Nines. You gotta love the Nines. Stay tuned, WEEI Afternoons. Ya got Ball, ya got Fitzy, ya got Ted. Everybody have a great weekend. We are back on Monday here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.